Hi, this is Black Glass, and this is my talkback submission for Oral Phonic, the third episode about editing styles. So this is the talkback I promised you guys on Twitter. And like I said on Twitter, Perica is my editing soulmate. Listening to her describe my process was like, oh my god, yes, you understand me. Like, because what she does is literally exactly what I do. And I feel like the reason my editing style is the way it is mostly because it never even occurred to me that there could be another way to do things. It never even occurred to me that you could edit as you go until, you know, I started talking to other podfigures about how they do, about how they make their podfics. So I visited with Rena over the winter break, and, you know, I was asking her, you know, how are you so prolific? How do you make so much podfic in so little time? And, you know, she says, you know, I just record once, I'm not fussy about it, I just go ahead and do it, and if I make a mistake, I stop, I fix it, and then I keep on going, and I just power through. And, you know, I didn't even think that was a thing you could even do with Audacity. So I actually just tried it, you know, stopping the recording, fixing your mistake, and then continuing with the recording. And you can kind of do it. Like, you record a bit, you stop it, you fix your mistake. But when you go to record again, it picks up where you left off, but it does it in a new track under the track you were originally working with. So, like, every time you know, make a mistake and you stop and you fix it, you'll just keep collecting more tracks that are sort of nested underneath each other. And to me, visually, that just doesn't work for me. I would not be able to work with multiple tracks that are just, you know, on different parts of the screen. It's not one continuous thing. It's just, that's too much for me to handle, I feel like. So I wouldn't want to do that, and I don't think there's a way to merge those tracks. I think the only way you can do that is if you export it, like Audacity automatically sort of mixes it down to one file. But, and the other reason I don't use this method of editing, I mean, it makes sense that this would be a faster way to do things and more efficient, but I literally can't. So for whatever reason, I cannot record directly into Audacity. When I first started podficking, I was still living at home, and I was doing all my podficking stuff on the family desktop computer. But, you know, now I'm living on my own now. I moved to a different state and everything, and all I have is my laptop, and I don't know what it is, because, I mean, it's the same mic and everything, but when I record directly into Audacity, there's just this weird distortion that underlies everything I record. It's just weird, like, crackling, like, distortion, and I don't know what it is, I don't know what causes it, but for a while there, I was really, really worried that I wouldn't be able to make a new podfic ever again unless, like, I got a new computer or I got new equipment or something, but I figured out a way around that. So, you know, like, computers, they come with, like, sort of, like, default software. Like, you know, you have Notepad, WordPad, Paint, like, just sort of, like, really, like, the basic, you know, like, a really basic, you know, art program, which is Paint, or a really basic word processing program, which is WordPad. And there's a very basic sound recording program, which is literally called Sound Recorder. And it literally is just, like, a start and stop recording button. That's it. And I don't know what it is, but when I record using the sound recorder, everything's fine. There's, like, none of that weird distortion. But it's not an editing program. It's just a recording program. So I can't. I literally physically can't, like, stop it and fix my mistake and then keep on going. I just have to get it all out. I have to record it all at once and then, you know, fix any mistakes I make in post-production. The other thing about this process, it's just, it's just a really wieldy, cumbersome process, but it's what I have to work with. So I record using Sound Recorder, and I usually do it in like 20 to 30 minute sessions, depending on how, like, I do a couple of sections together. Sometimes it goes up to 40 to 50 minutes if the section is really long. And that's because Audacity gets cranky if, it's working with anything longer than an hour. So I record a story in multiple files, and Sound Recorder saves these in the WAV format, and Audacity doesn't open WAV files. So I have to convert it to MP3s using a website called Media.io. So I convert it into MP3, and then I can open it in Audacity. And then once I edit it and I save it, it turns it into an AUP file, which is the native file for Audacity. So I end up with like three different files of the same kind of footage. And I'm like Perica, where I do multiple takes because I flubbed something. But besides flubs, I also do retakes for performance reasons, like I didn't deliver the line quite like I wanted to, or sometimes I'm not even sure how I want the line to go, so I just read it multiple times in multiple ways and sort of leave it for future me to decide which take I'm gonna go with. And I envy people who apparently don't make a lot of flubs because you clearly have superpowers. And I also agree with Perica that what works in writing doesn't work for being spoken out loud. I just feel like there are just some sounds that human beings weren't meant to make with their mouths. Like, I personally have a lot of trouble with the SP cluster, like in gasp or clasp. Like, I can say those words in isolation, but if you string them together with other words, sometimes I just really struggle. And an example of this recently. So the Awesome Ladies Podfic anthology just came out, and I did a Carol Danvers, aka Miss Marvel, and Janet Van Dyne, aka Wasp, story for it. And in the story, at one point, there's a line like, "Carol clasped Wasp's shoulder." And, I have enough trouble with those words on their own, but both of those clusters right in words right next to each other, it was literally like 2 to 3 minutes of footage of me trying and utterly failing to make these sounds. And I'm just like, I don't think this was a line that was ever meant to be read out loud. I don't know that a human could ever read this out loud without it sounding terribly awkward, unless, I don't know. So I ended up being like, fuck it, I'm not even saying Wasp, I'm gonna go with Jan, because that was the only way I could move past this and just finish the rest of the story. And normally I try to stay as close to what the author has written as possible. Like, I'm not one of those people who likes to, reorganize the author's writing to make it flow a little better when you're reading it out loud. But in this case, this was the only way we could get past it, or I could get past it. So when it comes to editing, I also listen to it a minimum of like 3 times. First pass editing, setting out the mistakes, breath sounds, pacing. I'm super anal about pacing. I'm really fussy about, how much space there is between, sentences or sections. I edit out background noises if I can. I do end up having a lot of Frankenstein sentences, and there's actually sort of a satisfaction in that when you listen to the final product, and it just sounds really seamless, but you know that it came from like 4 different takes of the same line. But it sounds amazing in post-production. If there's background noise under something I've said, I do try to see if there's a different take I did that doesn't have that noise. Sometimes, because I'm so anal, I'm just really a big perfectionist. Sometimes I do re-records, but I mean, there have been times when I've just been like, fuck it, I don't want to do a re-record. There's a bump under this one word, whatever. But I try to avoid re-recording. I can't if I can. Like Jen said, I'll go to another part of the Podfic and see if I can grab something from there to, fix it. But I will do re-records if I have to. And sometimes it's for things that, most people wouldn't care about, but I just feel like since I'm such a perfectionist, if I can fix it with a re-record, I will. And sometimes I get lucky and it's like seamless from the original recording, and sometimes it is a little obvious that this is a new it's that it's coming from like a new session. But I feel like it would bother me more to have the mistake in it, or the slight mistake in it, than it would for it to sound correct, but also like clearly like different. But that's just me. And then I do another pass with the text, and this is just to make sure that I don't have any repeated lines in there, or there have been times I've like accidentally edited out a line, and that's where having multiple backups of footage is has been helpful. So like I'll just go back to like the MP3 file, open it up again, and like track down that line that I missed, and plug it back into the file. The pass with the text is also I tweak pacing in this pass too sometimes. And then this is also where I usually add in effects. I've done a lot of stories with like robots, like Tony's bots or Jarvis, the AI for like Avengers stories. Or, this is where I add in like telephone effects or like echo effects, or I add in like, the text message sounds or, whatever. This is where I adjust volume spikes if I need to, or like I slow down a line that I felt like I said too fast, or speed up a line I felt like I said too slow. And then I usually do listen one more time, and it's usually while multitasking, just to make sure everything's flowing together. So like Perica, I've listened to it like a minimum of 3 times, and I'm just so anal about my editing. And I feel like I catch all my mistakes. Like, I don't think I've ever put out something with like a repeated line or anything. So I also don't use a beta. The only time I used a beta was for Text Me, which was a collaborative podfic that was also 2.5 hours long. And that was mostly because I felt too close to the project. I mean, it was my big bang. I was trying to cobble together like footage from 6 different people. I was adding in text message sound effects. And I'd listened to it just so many times. And so I really felt like I needed a second, and then a third, and then a fourth. I had 3 betas on that project, third and fourth opinion on it. And I was mostly looking for like pacing issues, volume and intelligibility issues. And not because like I felt like there were any mistakes I left in there really. So yeah, that's my process, and it could probably be a lot faster and a lot more efficient. But, my process being what it is, like, I mean, my, Podfic setup being what it is, like, this is kind of how I have to do things. And, I'm not a Mac person. I can't, it, like, confuses and frightens me. And I can't afford that. Like, I can't afford, a MacBook. So I feel like maybe GarageBand is clearly, like, a superior, like, editing software. But this is what I have to work with, and you guys were talking about how there's sort of a self-consciousness that comes with talking about your editing process, and I'm very much feeling that. I feel like a little bit of a fraud sometimes because like I have tricked all these people into thinking I'm an articulate person who can make sounds with their mouths that are understandable. And if like I feel like if people actually heard my raw recordings, they would just like realize like that I'm a liar, and that everything I do is just clearly the magic of editing. But yes, so that's my process. Thanks for listening to me ramble about this. And I look forward to your next podcast. Thanks.